This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast, Bill Caskey.
Brian Neal, in the cockpit, as you said.
I did say in the cockpit.
And we're not flying.
No, we're not. You do, though.
Thank God, because I'm not current right now. That would be a bad thing if we were in a plane. Very bad. And it's storming outside, nonetheless.
You know, one person that we very seldom mention on our podcast is the person that actually makes it all work, Kathy Macaluso.
We don't mention her very much,
no,
but we should, shouldn't we?
And we should, and I just want to do a shout-out to her, because we're always shouting out to these people from all over the world who just do nothing but email us.
Right.
And we never shout out to Kathy, who is, I've given her a new name, Mixmaster, the Mixmaster Madam.
She has a rap name now.
Mixmaster.
She's going to love that. She's so rap. She's
she
all about the urban, isn't she? Yes.
She is. And anything two tracks or less, she's great on, man. You, music track and a voice track.
We love you, Kathy. She's great. She's outstanding what she does.
Well, something happened to me here a couple weeks ago, and Brian, you and I have talked about it. We've got a very special guest that's joining us today. And we don't usually do special guests very often.
Not as much as we should.
We should do more, yeah. I was listening to the Dennis Miller Show, and I heard Pat Williams, who is vice president of the Orlando Magic NBA basketball team. He has just written a new book on John Wooden, who coached the UCLA Bruin basketball team back in the 60s and 70s. And for those out-of-country people who listen, UCLA basketball was a dynasty in the 60s and early 70s, and it was really all because of John Wooden. And our guest today, Pat, has written several books, a lot of books, really, but a couple on John Wooden. And so I thought, well, we're just going to have him on, and he agreed to it. And, Pat, welcome to the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Bill, Brian, it's really nice to be on with you, and I feel highly honored to be a special guest when you don't really believe in special guests. I mean, this is very impressive. So.
Maybe, Pat, if you do a good job, we'll start to believe in them more. Maybe that's what will happen here.
So I'm carrying a burden for all the potential special guests in the future, and I hope I can handle the burden.
Well spoken.
I think so. And I would say he's written, you said several. I think 50 books qualifies
How many books have you written, Pat?
Well, actually, this new book on Coach Wooden is book number 70, and 71 will be out in the summer, called Extreme Focus, but we're focusing on Coach Wooden, the seven principles that shaped his life and will change yours. It's was a real labor of love putting that book together.
Well, tell me, you went to school at Indiana University here in Indiana, and tell us a little bit about your interest in Coach Wooden, because it had to start at some point, and we're just curious about how you became interested in it. And then tell us a little bit about the book, because I think everybody who listens to this should go out and purchase the book. It's an extremely good book on values and philosophy. But tell us a little bit of your background with Coach Wooden.
Well, I went to Wake Forest undergrad. I got my master's at IU from 62 to 64. I've had two glorious years in Bloomington, two best years of my life, maybe. But I guess I first really became aware of John Wooden in 1962 when our Wake Forest team under Bones McKinney with Billy Packer and Lenny Chappell got to the Final Four, beat UCLA in the consolation game of the Final Four. So you began at that point, to really be aware of John Wooden. And then, of course, in 1964, he started that tremendous run, 10 titles in 12 years at UCLA, 7 in a row, just legendary accomplishments. And always viewed as a very high-class man of great principle and all. But really, I got plugged in maybe 11, 12 years ago. I started writing a series of books called How to Be Like, How to Be Like Mike, How to Be Like Walt Disney, How to Be Like Jackie Robinson. I wanted to do Coach Wooden, so I wrote him a letter asking for his blessing. At that point, he would have been in his late 80s. And he called me a few days later. Here was the conversation. Mr. Williams, this is John Wooden, the former basketball coach at UCLA. And I thought to myself, sir, I do know who you are. And then he said, I'm not worthy of such an honor, but he said, if this is something you would like to do, he said, you go on ahead.
Wow.
Well, I was introduced at that point to this humble man, you know, this self. There were just no airs about it. Billy Packer once said to me, he's the most humble, famous person I've ever met. And he let me into his life for 4.5 years while I researched and wrote that book. It came out about 5 years ago. It's still in print, by the way, in bookstores in the sports section, called How to Be Like Coach Wooden. But I was always fascinated by the relationship John Wooden had with his dad. He grew up outside of Martinsville, Indiana, on a farm. That farmhouse is still there, by the way. The farm is still a working farm. I mean, you want to go back in time, just go down to that Martinsville area and go out in the suburbs and just do the John Wooden history tour. But his dad, when John Wooden was 12 years old, he graduates from a little country school, the eighth grade, and his father writes out a little piece of paper, seven life principles, and says, Johnny, here's your graduation present. You live by these principles, you'll have a good life. And young 12-year-old John Wooden kept that piece of paper in his wallet his entire life.
Wow.
That, now, guys, that's the miracle. Most 12-year-olds would have turned that into a paper airplane.
Yeah.
But John Wooden kept it. And then years later, after he retired from teaching and coaching, he had those principles printed up on a plastic card, handed them out by the thousands. And so when I wrote that first book on John Wooden, I was aware of this seven-point creed, but it had never really been expanded. So for John Wooden's 100th birthday, I wanted it to be a surprise, you know, to write this book about his dad and flesh out those seven principles, you know, in fullness. And of course, Coach died a year ago this month at 99. Mm-hmm. But the book came out a little past his 100th birthday, and I like to think it was a gift to the Wooden family, particularly Coach Wooden's dad. But the good news is those principles are timeless, and that's why I think the book has value, because parents could really be teaching those Wooden principles, you know, along to their children and grandchildren as they grow up. It'll make a big difference.
Well, Pat, can we talk about several of those principles? Because there's seven of them total, and I know we don't have time to go through each one exhaustively, but I'm going to read the seven, and then I'd like for you to take one of those and relate maybe a story or something about Coach Wooden that relates to one of those principles.
Okay.
Is that fair? Okay. Number one, be true to yourself. Number two, help others. Number three, make friendship a fine art. Number four, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. Number five, make each day your masterpiece. Six, build a shelter against a rainy day by the life you live. And number seven, give thanks for your blessings and pray for guidance every day. Take one of those that really spoke to you as you were reading these and doing this work.
Well, let's do number two to begin with, help others. Coach Wooden was always available, and the best way he helped others was with his time. And that's really spoken to me, particularly as I'm aging up here, to be available and be willing to invest all that I've learned and all my experiences down into the next generation. So if you wanted to come from Des Moines, Iowa, and you're a high school coach and spend half a day with John Wooden at his condo, he'd be there to meet you and usher you up on the elevator, and there you sat with the greatest coach of all time, and 4 hours later you might leave.
That
spoke volumes to me.
I was at Starbucks after I bought your book, and I was reading it, and I saw a friend of our, friend of the show, Chris Carr, who's a sports psychologist at St. Vincent's. He does a lot of work with college volleyball teams, and he used to work with the Kansas City Royals, and he said, "What are you reading there, Bill?" And I told him, he goes, "Let me tell you my Coach Wooden story." He was out at UCLA for a sports psychologist conference, and they go into this restaurant, and it's the restaurant probably that you talk about in your book where Coach Wooden's there every morning. He comes over, or somehow they connect, Chris and his group of people, all sports psychiatrists. Coach Wooden comes over to their table, sits down for 2 hours with a notepad and takes notes, and he wants to know what they know about psychology. And Chris says he could have, you know, we were all looking forward to taking notes from him, but he was 80-some years old and still learning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Let's go to the fourth one, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. When you visited Coach Wooden's condo in Encino, there were books everywhere, stacked up to the ceiling on shelves, sitting in corners in the dining room. He loved the written word, and his dad planted that love in his heart when he was just a kid. And he kept a Bible on his desk at UCLA. He was a man of God's word and enjoyed and got inspiration from reading the scriptures each day, but he loved to read, and it was a challenge always to me, you know, to keep that reading pace up, and then make each day your masterpiece. That maybe probably is my favorite, and what Coach Wooden's dad was teaching him, and John Wooden was teaching all of us, you know, max out on today, hit a home run today. You can't change yesterday, and tomorrow isn't here yet, but you can really zero in and make today the best day you've ever lived. And no matter what field you're in, you know, create a masterpiece that day. And so every morning I get up and I said, okay, let's make this day a masterpiece. And I think of Coach Wooden's dad particularly with that one.
Awesome.
That's outstanding. We're talking with Pat Williams. You can find Pat at patwilliamsmotivate.com, by the way, if you want to go check out his website and buy one of his 70, soon-to-be 71 books. Buy them all. A couple of things you mentioned here, and I think this may come from you, Pat, that I think, again, our audience is typically sales and sales managers and business people and those sorts of things. There's something that came out here that I thought was real interesting. You talk about loving your competition. They bring out the best. It's so interesting to me to watch business people these days be so fearful against their competition. I wonder if you could comment and maybe give our listeners some advice on what that means. Love your competition. They bring out the best.
Well, I live in a highly competitive world. I've been in the pro sports business for 49 years this month.
Yeah.
And every day I've woken up with one issue on my mind, and that's winning a game today and selling tickets. And listen, that's very, very intimidating. That's a lot of pressure every day to be in this business. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to competing. You've got to have an intense desire to compete. So I've thought long and hard in the business world, the sports world, you know, how do you deal with your competition? And my counsel is dynamite their building up, please. And don't put some mixture in their water system. You know, that's not going to work, guys. But it leaves us with one choice, and that is to welcome your competition.
Yeah.
And in my public speaking, I'm saying it's the competition that makes you better. It pulls out the very best you have, which we don't really give until the competition makes us do it.
Interesting.
Don't shy from your competition. It's the competition that absolutely makes you what you should be doing anyway. But human nature doesn't do that till the competition pulls it out of us.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming. And so I'm saying study your competition, know everything that's going on with them, learn from them, you know, adapt from them. I mean, you should be the world's leading authority on your competition.
That's outstanding. I hope our listeners rewind that, listen to it over over and over, because so many of them are afraid of their competition and do what you talk about. They want to talk about these Achilles heels to go beat them and bring out the negative things in them, and they don't focus on themselves and to ask themselves, how can I get better from this competitive environment? It's really, really good advice. I appreciate that.
I read every book I can on my competitors. You know, we're all competing for speeches. We're competing for book sales.
Yeah.
Every book on leadership and success and team building. I mean, I've got every one of them in my library at home, and I've marked them and bracketed and I've learned from them. I've researched from them. I take the very best they've got.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to use it. I give them credit, but I adapt when necessary. And I'm like Coach Wooden. You know, I want to get all the latest stuff, and you get that from your competition.
You know, one thing that I really picked up from the book, and something we talk about this concept of intention, and what is our intention when we're in front of a prospect or a customer. And to us, your intention should always be to serve, and typically the way we like to think of service is finding problems, helping them solve problems, helping them meet their goals, rather than just selling a product. And one of the things that I was struck with in your book when you interviewed a lot of people who had played with Coach Wooden, he said that, I think it was Bill Walton, that said, I never ever heard him talk about winning a game. It was never about the outcome of the game. It was always about all the inputs of the right skills, the right preparation, the right attitude, the right mindset, the right teamwork, the right all that stuff, because you can't control the win anyway. And I think that's the same in business. We all do all we can to control an outcome, but really all we have control over are the inputs.
Bill and Brian, I would use a quote Coach Wooden, personal best. Mm-hmm. Personal best. And that's another lesson that his father taught him. Don't compare yourself to others, Johnny, because you're going to feel depleted. You're going to feel inferior. You know, don't compare yourself to others. It's always striving for your personal best.
Yeah.
And could you top this week your personal best from, say, a week ago? That's more realistic. And the other thing that Coach Wooden never did, and his players confirmed this, he never talked about winning. Mm-hmm. He never used the word winning. It was always practice, and I'm teaching you during the week, and we're getting prepared, and, you know, don't be looking over to me at the bench. You know, I taught you all week what to do here. Go out and do your personal best. Put the team first, The team must be first, and never, it was never, we got to win this game.
Yeah.
Or 3 minutes left, guys. If we don't do this, we're not going to win. You know, we never talked about winning. And that, you know, I think that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Personal best. You give it your best shot every day, and nobody can ever complain about that.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And again, I hope the sales managers and company owners listen to that over and over and over. One last question, then we're going to wrap up here if we could, Pat. I just want to know from you, you've had a phenomenally remarkable, successful life, it appears, from the outside looking in. I'm sure you've had your stumbles across the way. But at each book you write, I'm sure there's something, as we found when we develop content, that we learn about ourselves. I'm curious, through the process of you writing this particular book, The Seven Principles That Shaped Coach Wooden's Life, what did you learn about yourself that perhaps you didn't know, and did you do anything to change?
The power of influence. Whenever you were with John Wooden, and I would have been with him over those years, probably 10 different times, you know, in different settings, 10, 11 times. And every time you left him, you know, and moved on to your next stop, you wanted to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he gave you a Newt Rockne pep talk or got in your face. You know, this was a man in his 90s, frail, with a cane. His mind was sharp as a tack. But you left him saying, you know, I want to take my life to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
I want this man to be pleased with me. I want him to be proud of me. I mean, that's how he left you. That's how you left. And listen, I'm just a basketball businessman from Florida. You know, I didn't owe him anything. Or I mean, we developed a nice friendship. But you left wanting to take your character and your life to a higher level. So the book I want to write next is called The Impact of Influence. And we all have that kind of influence. Maybe not, you know, not with millions like a John Wooden, but every one of us in our walk, you know, we have a powerful influence. So that's a book I'm really starting to formulate in my mind, and it's been sparked by this whole John Wooden thing, because I've seen his influence on thousands. And listen, the man wasn't even aware of it half the time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't even cognizant of it, but he was, in his own way, he was changing the world one life at a time, and I think there's a wonderful lesson there. And even now with his passing, I think about him every day, you know, wanting him to be proud of me. Now, that's a marvelous, marvelous...
No, legacy. Yeah, what a legacy that is.
That we all have. And in our own world, guys, we can all do that.
Yeah. Very good.
We're talking today with Pat Williams with the Orlando Magic, who's written 70, soon to be 71 books. The one we're talking about today is Coach Wooden, The Seven Principles That Shaped His Life and Will Change Yours, available at pretty much anywhere online. You can go watch some of Pat's videos at patwilliamsmotivate.com. And Pat, we are so grateful for the time you spent with us today, and we'll put this to good use. And I appreciate your time, and if there's anything we can do up here, Pacer fans for you, why, when you come up next time.
The draft is soon, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Anyway. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, Pat.
People can visit my website. It's patwilliamsmotivate.com, and my Twitter page is Orlando Magic Pat.
Excellent. Orlando Magic Pat. All right. I'll tell Bobby Leonard you said hello, too.
Please do. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks very much. See you, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.